Time now for Legal Roundtable, and we want to welcome on Harvey Wireman, attorney at law. He is a man we've had on our program before to talk about legal issues. But Harvey, I wanted to have you on to do something a little bit different, and that's to speak to a young person from the local high school community about issues in the news.
Well, I'm very happy to be able to do it, Phil. I think it's a breath of fresh air and a wonderful thing that you're doing.
All right, and I realize that you are... Are you experiencing a medical malady of some kind?
You know, Mr. Henry, it's fine. And I'd rather you not point it up.
I'm sorry?
I'd rather that you not point it up.
All right. I forgive me, okay?
It's all right. It's all right.
All right. 1-800-449-8666 is our number. But before we do that, we want to bring on our first topic of discussion. And we'd like to bring on the young man who will be talking with you, Harvey, and debating you a little bit. He's from a local high school, Chatsworth High. His name is R.C. Collins.
Hello, R.C.
Yes, sir, Mr. Wireman.
How are you?
I'm good, sir.
All right. Our first discussion here tonight is something that's very much in the news, Harvey and R.C. And R.C., in fact, you suggested this to be the topic. And let me see. You wrote it down here. Is pipe bombs all that bad? So with that topic, you go right ahead, R.C.
Thank you. First of all...
I'm sorry, what did he say?
What?
Well, do you want me to...
No, hold on. What is the name of it?
Is pipe bombs all that bad?
Is pipe bombs... Would it be our pipe bombs?
I'm sorry, yeah, our pipe bombs.
I don't understand. Are we going to debate whether they're bad or not?
If I may, sir.
Are we going to debate... If they're bad or not?
If I may...
Hold on, son. I'm talking to the host of the show. Is he there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right. Am I going to debate with this young man whether pipe bombs are bad?
I want to get his perspective and then get yours.
Well, I can tell you right now what my perspective would be on something like that.
Excuse me, sir, but I do believe I have the floor.
Would you, for just 5 seconds, son, be quiet. Is the host there?
I'm right here.
All right. Well, then answer my question, please. Am I going to debate with this kid, is pipe bombs all that bad? Is that what you want me to do?
I want him to give his perspective, and then you give yours.
All right, Mr. Henry, you know, I'm happy to come on the program and talk to these young people, but...
Just let him give his perspective.
Well, I think you need to title it something different.
No, I sent it in because I have a reason.
All right, well, let's listen to what his reason is.
You got a reason, huh? You got a reason?
Could I ask you a question, sir, and I don't mean any disrespect.
What?
Why do you go... I don't understand it.
Well, hold on for a minute. He has a...
I've got a problem with... I have a phlegm problem. I have a thick wad of cheese-like phlegm in my throat.
Jesus!
That, well, would you ask... Is the host there?
Yes.
Would you ask him to watch his language?
Young man...
No, but he said he had cheese. Did he have it lodged in it?
I said I had cheese lodged.
Okay, look, guys.
I said I have cheese lodged in my throat.
Yeah?
When you say I've got cheese lodged in it, it sounds like it's some other area.
All right, forget about that. Go ahead, R.C.
All right. What kind of cheese?
All right, Mr. Henry is the host.
Yeah, I'm here. Forget about what kind of cheese, okay?
You had it lodged.
All right, see
ya. No, just never mind and let's go, okay?
Gouda?
All right, I'm gonna...
Don't hang up. Forget it.
Mr. Henry, I'm on your program this evening to talk on the subject, is pipe bombs all that bad? I go to Chatsworth High. I'm a junior, and even though I realize that in many ways I'm not mature, I believe that I have some, you know, view on this. And the thing that I think that's most important is to know, for a lot of adults, what may not know it, is it, excuse me?
What? Were you clearing your throat?
Yes, what's wrong?
Well, it threw me off a little bit.
I happen to have the phlegm, I don't know.
Just go ahead.
Okay, are you going to keep doing that?
I've got a phlegm problem.
Go ahead, kid.
Now I got to start all over again.
Holy Jesus.
All right, come on. Just start and then get through, okay?
Mr. Wireman, sir.
What?
I would ask you respectfully to get the cheese cleaned out before I begin.
I don't have cheese.
Will you say... said you have it shoved somewhere.
And I see. He's purposely trying to make it sound like I take it up the deck. And what I'm...
Come on!
I don't have cheese up there, the way he put it.
You need a cheese grater?
All right, I'm hanging up.
No, come on, please. Just shut up, kid, and do your thing, and then we'll hear from Mr. Wireman.
Go ahead, kid, because I swear to God, I'm ready to go.
Okay. I think that as young people, when we drive down a street and we see a mailbox, naturally, we want to take a baseball bat to it. And a lot of us put in a cherry bomb, too. One time, me and Chris Sorensen, we shoved a cherry bomb up a cat's ass.
Okay, hold on for just a second. I think that...
Holy Christ. So that kid just said he was cruel to an animal. Is that what you said?
No, I was kidding about that.
Well, where are you putting cherry bombs?
We put one in a toilet at school. We didn't put one up a cat.
Go ahead.
Okay. It proves that young people like to blow stuff up. Now you,
Harvey.
That's it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. What do you want? You want farewell to the nation?
You know, if I may say, you're a real smartass, aren't you?
My dad's a lawyer, too.
Yeah, well, that's too bad for him. Now, here's my...
What's that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. My viewpoint is this, if I may say.
This is going to take a while.
I just want to say what I'm going to say.
At least I don't have cheese in my ass.
All right, I'm hanging up.
Please don't hang...
No, I'm going...
I don't think so. Harvey.
What?
You didn't hang up.
Oh.
Just get on here and talk about it, will you?
What I'm going to say is this. I was asked by this radio program to come on and debate topics with high school students.
How's it feel?
Never mind. And so I would say... This topic is pipe bombs all that bad, is the dumbass topic of the century. I came on this program to debate the news and to talk with young people about the issues affecting them. I didn't know that I'd be brought on your program, Mr. Henry, to talk to some dumbass from the Valley who doesn't even have proper grammar, because I just got the facts of his comments, is pipe bombs all that bad, and then he goes on to compare it to shoving a cherry bomb in a toilet at school. So I think that this entire thing's an embarrassment to me, the entire thing's an embarrassment to your program, the entire thing is... What's that?
Nothing.
And the entire thing, I think, should be absolutely put away from public discussion. Of course pipe bombs are bad.
If you put a pipe bomb in your ass, you'd clear that cheese out.
All right, I'm leaving now.
Please don't hang up.
No, please don't hang up. But you let the kid beat the crap out of me. He's bending me over in the shower and giving it to me in front of all your listeners.
Look at Harvey.
Don't look at Harvey, me.
Pipe bomb would clear you out.
Yeah, you see that?
All right, well, look at I would say that it...
What's he doing?
What? I wanted to debate.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Congratulations on...
Yeah, congratulations, Phil. Congratulations on flushing the last 15 minutes of your show down the toilet. You know, I've listened to... What is that?
What are you doing?
Did I see?
I'm leaving.
Chicken.